Each new year holds the promise of a fresh start. Yet experience teaches us that there are few things as fragile as New Year resolutions. Indeed, those who study such phenomena claim that 80% of new resolutions will be abandoned before the end of January. So think carefully if you are considering, for example, gym membership for 2026. Having said that, I now wouldn't dare suggest any New Year resolutions to you, nor would I offer strategies to you that might promise success in keeping such resolutions. However, I recently came across a comment which I thought I might share with you. It was, "You may be the only Bible some person will ever read." People read us by the way we talk, by our behaviour, and by our lifestyle. Therefore, it is imperative that our Christian witness is sincere, and that we represent Christ accurately to the society around us. It is a bit of a shock to realise that our conduct has a direct influence on how people think about the gospel. The world doesn't judge us by the gospel we read, but by our behaviour. People look to see if what we say we believe really does make a difference in our lives. It is as simple as this. Our actions either give glory to God or misrepresent His truth. Once, while speaking to the Christians of Corinth, St. Paul made a similar point. He said, "We are ambassadors for Christ." As ambassadors for Christ, people are going to judge who Christ is by how we represent Him, and if our lives reflect His teachings. In other words, do we practice what Christ preached? Our role as ambassadors for Christ is to represent Him accurately to the world around us, and to realise that in doing so, we are sharing the gospel message. And so, as we begin this new year, keeping in mind that we may be the only Bible some person will ever read, we do so entrusting ourselves to God. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of Mary, Mother of God, she who placed her total trust in God and was not overwhelmed by her tribulations. We place our coming year under her patronage. May her prayers accompany us throughout this year and keep us true to her Son. Today's Gospel also notes that when the eighth day came, Mary and Joseph gave him the name Jesus. Therefore, as well as being the feast day of Mary, Mother of God, it is also the naming day of Jesus. We invoke His holy name upon 2026. May it be truly an Anno Domini, a year of the Lord. May He bless us and keep us, be gracious to us, and bring us His peace. Peace to our families, to our land, and to our world. Amen.